everybody. Matthew O'Leary here. Want to take a second to welcome you to Monday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we're going to be talking about yielding to the Lord. And we're going to be learning how to live a life that is yielded to Him. Now, what does it mean to be yielded to the Lord? Well, it simply means that you say yes to Him. You say yes to His Word. You say yes to the leadings of His Spirit. You know, to be yielded to the Lord means that you believe what He says. You say what He says. And you do what He says. It is to say yes to Him on every turn. Now, a big part of being yielded to the Lord is to be in agreement with the Lord. In other words, if you're not yielded to Him, then you're not in agreement with Him. And the reason that you want to be in agreement with the Lord is because the only way to walk together with Him is to yield to Him and to agree with Him. Amos chapter 3, verse 3 says this, "Can two walk together except they be agreed?" And so the answer is no. If we don't agree, then we can't walk together. Now, walk together in this verse means to be joined or united. And to be joined with God, to be united with Him, you must agree with Him. See, when you agree with God, when you yield to Him and agree with Him, it joins you to Him. Disagreement will keep you from walking with the Lord. Not yielding to Him, not agreeing with Him, that will keep you from walking with Him. And so, friend, if two people are going to walk together, one of them is going to have to yield to the other. One of them is going to have to say, "Let's go this way," and the other is going to have to say, "Yes, I agree, I yield." And this is true with you and the Lord. Now, He's not going to yield and conform to you. You're not going to say, "Lord, let's go this way," and He's going to say, "Okay." That's not how it's going to work. You're going to have to yield to Him. You're going to have to agree with Him if you're going to walk with Him. Now, one of the first things that has to happen if you're going to agree with the Lord and yield to Him is you got to get rooted in this truth that God is right. I want to say that to you again. If you are going to yield to the Lord, and if you are going to agree with Him, then you got to be rooted in this truth. He is right. What He says is right. You know, Psalm 33, verse 4 says this, "For the word of the Lord is right." Psalm 145, 17 says this, "The Lord is righteous in all His ways." And so, friend, we must acknowledge that whatever the situation is, whatever's going on around us, He is right. God is right, and this is why I yield to Him. This is why I agree with Him, because He is right. And if you're not rooted in that truth, then you'll struggle to yield, you'll struggle to agree. Come on, friends, say it with me today as you're watching the broadcast. God is right. His Word is right. And so I choose to yield and to agree with Him. Now, in John chapter 6, verse 66, we'll start reading here. Jesus had just got done preaching this message where He said that if you want to have eternal life, you have to eat My flesh and drink My blood. And a lot of the people around Him, they didn't understand that. They thought He meant we have to eat His physical flesh and drink His physical blood. And when they didn't understand, they left the Master. In fact, in John 66, it says, John 6:66, It says this, from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Now, they didn't walk with him. Why? Because they didn't agree with what he said. And come on, if you're going to walk with someone, there has to be agreement there. And so Jesus preached something that they didn't understand, and so they didn't agree with it, and so they didn't walk with him any longer. And then in verse 67, Jesus said this unto the 12, he said, will you go away also? Verse 68, then Simon Peter answered and said to him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that you are the Christ and the Son of the living God. What's Peter saying? We don't really understand what you said. Come on, but we know it's right. And so, friend, this is what you have to do in your life when you don't understand something. You know, you can agree with God and yield to him when you don't understand. And that's what Peter's saying. He's saying, we don't understand, but you're right. And this is what the others should have done. They should have said, well, we don't understand, but we know you're right. And friend, when you don't understand, you can still agree with God and you can still yield to him. And we need to live in this state of agreement. We need to live in this state of yieldedness to God all the time. We need to be with him. We need to be in agreement with him. You know, there's a lot of verses where God promised to be with us. We need to respond back and say, Lord, I promise to stick with you. I'm with you. I agree with you. I believe what you say. I'm going to go where you tell me to go. I'm going to do what you tell me to do. I'm with you. I'm with you when I don't understand. I'm with you when I don't see. I'm with you when I don't feel. I'm with you. And we need to endeavor to live in this state of yieldedness and agreement all the time. You know, friend, to agree with God and to yield to him, this is our livelihood. You know, in Genesis chapter 39, verse 2, it says this, the Lord was with Joseph and he was a prosperous man. Now, not only was God with Joseph, you know from Joseph's testimony, he was with the Lord. And friend, this is our livelihood. This is how we're going to be sustained. This is how we're going to be kept. This is how we're going to be helped, by agreeing with the Lord and yielding to him and staying with him. It's the key to our prosperity and our success. Come on, if you don't agree with the Lord and you don't yield to him, and you don't walk with him, then you're walking alone. You're walking by yourself, and you will not prosper, and you will not have success living like that, yielding to the Lord, agreeing with him, and walking with him is how we're going to make it in this life. It is our livelihood. We must agree with him. You know, when we walk with the Lord, he can lead us into good things. You know, Joshua and Caleb agreed with the Lord about the promised land. The Lord said, it's yours. Go get it. And Joshua and Caleb said, yes, they agreed. And so God was able to lead them in to the good things that he had for them. And friend, this is the only way that you're going to get into God's good plan for your life. You're going to have to yield to him. You're going to have to agree with him, and you're going to have to walk with him. Come on, this is your livelihood. This is how you're going to prosper. This is how you're going to have success. This is how you're going to make it in this life, and this is how you're going to get into the good things that God has for you. And here's one more thing that happens when we yield to the Lord and agree with him and walk with him. In Matthew 19, 26, it says this, with God, all things are possible. And friend, when we agree with God, when we yield to him, all things become possible to us, possible for us. And why would that be? Because we are walking with the one who can do anything. We are walking with the Almighty, all-powerful God. And so when we agree with Him, we walk with Him. And when we're with Him, all things are possible in our lives. Come on, friend, we're getting stirred up this week about yielding to the Lord, about agreeing with Him, and about walking with Him. Praise the Lord. Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, I want to remind you of these three things. Number one, to walk with God, we must agree with Him. Number two, to agree with God, you have to be rooted in the truth that God is right. And number three, as believers, agreeing with God, yielding to Him, and walking with Him, this is our livelihood. This is how we prosper. This is how we get into the good things that God has for us. Let's pray. Father, Lord, it's our heart's desire to be fully yielded to You and in agreement with You in every way. And Lord, we're asking You all this week on the broadcast, reveal to us how to live this yielded life, how to live this life where we are saying yes to You on every turn. Show us how to live in this yielded state. And Father, any area where we are in disagreement with You, any area where we are not yielding to You, Lord, we're asking You to show it to us so that we can repent and make the changes we need to make. And Father, we do thank You for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Now, hey, don't forget to come back tomorrow for Tuesday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast, and we're going to continue this teaching on being yielded to the Lord. We'll see you then. Hey, everybody. Matthew Larry here. Hey, I just want to take a second to invite you to North Smoke Church on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. My wife Amber and I launched the church in January of 2020, and we just want to invite you to be a part of one of our services. Now, if you come to one of our services, you will experience the presence of God. You will be fed the Word of God, and you will be around people of faith who love the Lord. You know, North Smoke Church is a great place to go to church, and you will like coming to church here. And so we just want to invite you to be a part of one of our services, and we hope to see you soon.